concerned with what it means to be human. What does it really mean to be featherless, two-legged, linguistically conscious creatures born between urine and feces? That's who we are.
Wes touched on a broad swath of topics, ranging from law enforcement violence to drone warfare and conservative media. The thread running through his entire presentation was humanity. West emphasized the commonality of all humans.
That's why I spend time with the funk masters like George Clinton and Bootsy Collins and James Brown. They remind us we all emerge in the funk in our mama's womb. It's funky down there. A lot of blood down there, but a lot of love down there if you get deep enough. And what does that mean? That means that from the very beginning, we've got to make sure our discourse is not deodorized. We got to keep it funky.
Cornel West, an Ivy League educated professor, doesn't shy away from putting his money where his mouth is. He was arrested after joining protests in Ferguson, Missouri. West sees what happened in Ferguson as a paradigm shift.
No. What we are seeing in Ferguson is the emergence of a grand awakening of young folk in the face of oppression, of arbitrary police power, of school systems that too often produce soul murder in our young people, of massive unemployment that is depression-like. Even this very moment when you hear on TV how strong the economy is and how intense the recovery is, you wonder, which part of town you talking about? And I'm talking about my poor white brothers and sisters, too. They catching hell economically. It doesn't register when it comes to the statistics that are put forward every day. They quit counting a long time ago, folk who have given up looking for work. They quit counting a long time ago, those who are working part-time. And they don't even keep track of the folk who are working and still living in poverty.
Holding the media accountable for reporting the news is high on Cornel West's list. He's critical of both liberal and conservative media.
People say, why are you so hard on Brother Al Sharpton? I love Brother Al Sharpton. He's so close to the president, he can have a major march and not say a mumbling word on who's running things in regard to the system. Yes, sir. Well, if you do, you're helping Fox News. No, Fox News is on automatic lying. They gonna lie no matter what. They gonna lie no matter what. If you trying to somehow convince and persuade Fox News, then all of us on the way to the crack house. That drive you crazy.
According to West, the black community should not be content with a few people of color overcoming stereotypes.
Don't tell me about the black person who broke the glass ceiling. I want to know about the folks stuck in the basement too, you know. Oh, yes. I'm not impressed with the peacocks walking around. I'm so smart. I'm so sophisticated. I'm so rich. And I can hear my grandmother saying, peacocks strut because they can't fly. I want folk who can get up the ramp.
Oh, yeah.
I want some folk who keep track of what's going on in the dark places.
Yes, sir.
West takes aim at President Barack Obama and some of his cabinet for effectively shirking their moral obligation to the black community.
Now, how you gonna have a black Secretary of Homeland Security, a black Attorney General who is the enforcer of the law for the land, and a black Commander-in-Chief as president, three of the most powerful positions having to do with law, in every 28 hours, Jamal and Letitia or Juanita or Juan getting shot in not one federal prosecution. Not one federal prosecution. Now everybody knows that if it was George Bush, if it was a vanilla brother, there'd be a major discourse about it. They say, well, old brother West, why are you so hard on the president? Because he's black? No, I love the brother, but I love Jamal and Letitia too.
Yes, sir.
And nobody tells me who to love. I don't ask for nobody's permission as to who I love. I'm a Jesus-loving free black man who loves everybody. Dang it.
Today, the Obama administration launched two separate U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan, thought to have killed 5 to 7 people each. West makes short order of his condemnation of drone warfare.
External drones dropping bombs on terrorists. How many terrorists did you hit? Well, we know we got 13. How many were killed? Well, we're not keeping track. Moral constipation. We know now over 300 children have been killed by U.S. drones. Innocent children. Where's the moral outrage? I tell my brothers and sisters in Ferguson, Black Lives Matter, absolutely. Ain't no doubt about that, but you know what? Lives matter in Yemen, in Pakistan. They matter in Afghanistan. They matter in Somalia. They matter everywhere. They matter in Saudi Arabia, America's best friend, which is the bastion of the most reactionary, xenophobic form of Islam that we know on the globe. But oh, they got oil. If they had artichokes, it'd be a different situation. Oh, they got oil now. Oh, yeah, so they are best friends. No, they're gangsters.
Yes, sir.
Our website, wmnf.org/news, has audio and visual of Cornel West's full speech. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.